Many people think their voice is not being heard when it comes to issues that affect their community. Well, that's where Make Boise Better comes in. This organization's mission is simple: provide an easy way for Boise residents to be part of solutions that are important local issues. And they do it through weekly surveys, public results, and analysis. Joining me today to talk more about this out-of-the-box concept is Cameron Crowe. He is Make Boise Better survey creator. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Okay, first off, how in the world did you come up with this idea?
Yeah, well, pretty much throughout my career, I've been a data analyst for all of my time since graduating from Boise State in 2012. And a big thing for you to be successful as an analyst is trying to what people call democratize data within the organization. That basically means having as many people as possible having access to the important information so that everybody can contribute, and you never know who's going to have the really good idea to kind of move the organization forward, and they can't really help out if they're not
don't have access
to the information. Yeah, so this is something that kind of became almost second nature to me. As in my jobs, it was all about how do I get as many people empowered by data. And so over the last year, I actually started a business. This is a different one, Boise Analytics. It's a consulting company that is essentially trying to connect small and medium organizations that can't afford this kind of skill set, connect them with professionals to help them navigate all this. But as I was doing all of that, I would sometimes, go into a daydream and think about, oh, wouldn't it be so cool if like the city of Boise or state of Idaho reached out to me out of nowhere, and nobody there really knew me at the time. So I was like, what if somebody out of nowhere reached out to me and said, Cameron, help us figure out what everybody thinks about everything important all the time, so we can just like, it's way easier for us to do the right thing and to really close our information gaps. So I was think about that and be like, well, yeah, that's never going to happen. But
it happens, right?
Well, I was like, well, why don't I just build the thing without anybody asking me to do it? The more I thought about it, the more I was like, well, having this being an independent entity that's kind of a third-party, neutral,
nonpartisan right.
Group actually might make it more impactful. So I was like, well, let's give it a go. And so we launched in this June, and yeah, since then we've just been going, and
So the whole thing is you send out weekly surveys, and people fill out surveys. It's about certain topics, certain issues that are important to Boise.
Yes.
And then once you collect all of that data, do you just send it to city leaders?
Good question. Yeah. So they are very short surveys every week about important issues, and like I said, transparency is hugely important to me. So what I do is I put this all out there. So I send it to everybody that took our surveys, but I also post it on social media. So I do periodically send it to leaders like in the city, but it's out there for anybody. I'm not just pulling it together for them. I'm pulling it together for everybody so that you never know which organization would benefit.
So sorry to interrupt, but so if someone takes the survey, they can then get online and they can actually see the results of that survey.
Absolutely. So when you join the email list, and that's the primary way that these surveys get sent out, you get an invitation on Monday. Here's the survey we're going to do this
week. And it really is 10 questions or less. I mean, you make it short and simple.
There's a couple exceptions where we're up to like 12 on a couple of them.
That's not too bad.
But typically, 10. So the whole idea is it never takes more than 3 minutes to do these surveys, because that's a problem with how surveys work today, is because it seems like they're often 50 questions or more.
Right.
When it takes you 15 or 20 minutes, and often you don't even know how much more you have left to do, and it gets frustrating and creates this concept of survey fatigue. And then people start to hate surveys. So what I do that's different is instead of I make them always short, but when people answer through email or through social media, but then provide their email address, I know who said what. But that's important, because then I can pull in their answers from previous surveys. So I can still do the sophisticated analysis that in an anonymous survey, it takes like 50 plus questions to be able to do these types of analysis. I can still keep the survey super short and do the same thing because I can pull in their previous answers.
And to be clear, I mean, this is safe, this is secure. And even though you know,
yes,
none of that information is shared. I mean, so the survey,
absolutely,
the results are anonymous.
Yes. So any, everything that gets published is not attributable to anybody at all. So it's their overall results. They're not the individual results. And the security, privacy of our respondents' data is like the most important thing to me. So I do have a couple of ways that I can make money from this business, but it is not one of them to share data about any of the subscribers.
And talk to me about this new concept that you've been working on, and it's called expert interviews. We have just about 2 minutes left, so I want to get into that too, because I think this is fascinating.
Yeah. Okay, so this is, you asked me, one of the first questions was, how do you talk to the city? Do they?
Oh, right. What do you do once you get the information?
Yeah. Is this making it to the decision makers that so they can do something different? And that is happening here and there. But one thing that I want to do to really show everybody that people are listening, because people are responding to these issues and want to know that they're being heard, is bringing in some of these experts, or either the decision maker on an issue or an expert in that field. And then together, that person and I basically go have a recorded conversation. It's a YouTube video.
Mm-hmm.
And we basically walk through the survey results. And I say, here's what I think that this is what this means to me. What does it mean to you? And they'll be like, well, you're spot on your like
analysis
interpretation of this,
but
actually
that.
It's a common misconception that people usually ignore or aren't aware that this is true. So that's often what causes this kind of, you know, perspective. So that's a really valuable opportunity for leaders to kind of reinforce the findings or to set the record straight to really help people realize what they're missing.
And have that engagement too.
Totally.
Yeah. I really appreciate your time, Cameron. And if people want, they can just join the email list and take the surveys.
MakeBoiseBetter.com. There's a do your part button. Just click that and join the list.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
My guest today, Cameron Crowe with Make Boise Better Survey.